Since United States troops entered Iraq in 2003, the federal government has spent almost $200 billion on the conflict. Much of that money has gone for services provided by private contractors, which do everything from serving meals to building bridges to providing troop support. One of the government employees responsible for supervising billions of dollars in contracts is Bunnettine Hayes Greenhouse, or Bunny, the principal assistant responsible for contracting with the Army Corps of Engineers. But today, Greenhouse alleges that many of the government contracts are non-competitive. Contractors are overcharging, and some have been given inappropriate access to officials deciding how war funds should be spent. To tell us more, Bunny Greenhouse joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. And let's jump in here and ask you to talk specifically about what you saw in the contracts. Now, we should mention that we requested an interview with the Army Corps of Engineers. And let me read you just a brief statement on what they said.
Okay.
They provided us with a statement that said in part, quote, with regard to the allegations regarding the Kellogg, Brown & Root contract awarded on March 8, 2003, shortly before the war began, the Government Accountability Office has investigated that contract award and concluded that the Corps has properly awarded the sole source contract for rebuilding Iraq's oil infrastructure to the only contractor that was determined to be in a position to provide the services within the required time frame. Let me get you to comment specifically on the issue that they are talking about, the Kellogg, Brown, and Root contract that you saw as being inappropriately awarded. What exactly was the nature of that contract, and what were the problems you saw with it?
The contract was the Restore Iraqi Oil. It was the RIO contract, in short. It was to restore the infrastructure, you know, in Iraq, you know, in case it had been destroyed, you know, by the prosecution of the war. The contract was multi-billion dollars, somewhere around $7 billion, you know, dollars. And the contract was supposed to be a bridge to competition. And I felt that it should look like a bridge, you know, to competition. And that the duration should not be 5 years, after I had advised the Office of Secretary of Defense, the Army, and the Corps of Engineers, that it should not be no more than 1 year. And therefore, you know, I had to put in a contingency, you know, of the approval that 5 years was absolutely unnecessary and certainly would lead the public to believe that we had no intention of having a limited competition.
So just to make things clear, it sounds as if this contract, this multi-billion dollar contract, mm-hmm. was awarded for 5 years without any real competition. That's what you're alleging.
Yeah, it was awarded for a two-year base and three options. But those options were unnecessary, and even a two-year base, I believe, was unnecessary.
It certainly
panned out to be that, you know, as time went on, to see that we were able to perform the competition in less than the time that the award of the contract was.
Bunny, let me direct you to talk a little bit about your position and your role at the Army Corps of Engineers. Mm-hmm. You were hired by a retired African-American general who was the first black man to head the Army Corps of Engineers. You yourself are African-American,
yes.
And have worked on some of the minority contracting issues. Do you believe that your race and your gender have played any role in how you've been treated on your job after you brought up these allegations?
Yes, I do. Very much so. I am the senior civilian in the contracting function, and I am responsible for guiding, directing the contracting, you know, for the head of the contracting agency, you know, activity at the Corps. And when General Ballard was there about 3 years after I was appointed and sworn in, General Ballard had asked me to bring contracting in the Corps into the 21st century. He was specifically asking me to find out what I could do to eliminate or end the so-called casual and clubby contracting practices and fix the good old boys network impact on the fairness of contracting.
And we should mention that Kellogg Brown and Root, which is the company whose expenses you question or the hiring process, is a subsidiary of Halliburton. And Halliburton is a multi-billion dollar company that was run by Dick Cheney before he became vice president of the United States. Some people would argue that the allegations that you're making are political and partisan in nature. Do you see it that way?
I saw the one instance of the waiver of cost and pricing. That waiver gave the appearance of being used for political reasons and not because it was justified. At the time, Halliburton was being hammered in the press. The waiver itself was not logged into my tracking system. They had purposely gone behind my back to do it. It was just a blatant abuse of power. This waiver was for subcontract noncompliance. And we have no contact or no privity of contract with a subcontractor. So we had no reason for not insisting that Kellogg Brown and Root ensure that their subcontractor was in compliance.
And your final question for you, Bunny. What do you see as your role at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers remaining there as you raise these questions, as you are in what seems like a tense work environment? What are you hoping to do as you remain there, or do you foresee leaving?
I intend to continue my career, you know, as I plan. I'm still at the Corps, but it's a very, very hostile environment. But I want you to know that I am still intent on doing the work that I was I took the oath of office to do. So I do try to execute my duties at the park, but these are very, very bad conditions, and they cannot be worse. I'm still unrelentingly focused on the job, trying to do the job when the work is not shifted by Major General Griffin to others who are not in the contracting chain of command.
Bunnatine Greenhouse is the principal assistant responsible for contracting at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.